Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm joined by the Horny Meister, Rich Stamboulian.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I don't know what happened. My brain just totally stopped.
I think you were very close to a confession right there.
I'm bi-coastal.
Especially after you were like, I kiss Rich all the time. All the time.
I don't know, I was looking at your shirt, and it confused me because I was trying to figure out what it is. Is it a Rorschach?
No, it's like a cattle skull shirt. I got this shirt, oddly enough, I've had this shirt for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I got it specifically to wear on air when we started the show many years ago.
Yeah.
The company is now out of business, but I specifically was like, hey, I love that shirt. I know you don't make my size. Can you make my size? And they were like, no problem. And
oh, nice.
I blew them up a little bit. This is like 6 years ago also.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. Yeah. A lot to talk about today. Obviously, this is a show all about professional wrestling. If this is the first time you're watching us, welcome to the podcast. We try to have fun with professional wrestling. We try to stay positive. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, we also talk about it, but we are not a negative Nancy type show.
No negative Nellies here, my friend.
We try to have fun, and we try to keep this lighthearted and try to provide you with a lot of news. We've been breaking a lot of news. My sources have been very good to me.
Yeah, man.
Very good to me. I got a couple other things we're going to talk about today. Obviously, a lot of speculation on who will be leaving the WWE.
Oh, so much.
A lot of stories came out. Some true, some not. I'm going to clarify on all of that, actually, this week. Guys, if you're watching this or listening to this, I thank you. And you can support us by going to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. You can fund us there as little as $1 per bonus show. And we give you guys a bonus show almost every single week. This week, we will be giving you Royal Rumble 1998. After the show, Rich and I are going to be recording it for our Patreon only. You go to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast and fund us as little as $1 per show, which is amazing. Head on over there, patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. Also, if you want Matt Men merch, prowrestlingtees.com/mattmenpodcast. You get your Matt Men t-shirt. I actually got this AEW stuff from them, which I want to thank them for. Love this jacket. You could go there, get Matt Men merch, get Matt Men t-shirts, GFQ stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stuff there at Pro Wrestling Tees. So where do you want to begin? You want to begin with the breaking news yesterday that Maria Kanellis and Mike Kanellis requested their exit?
Well, there was two things. Yes, let's talk about that. Okay. But there was two things. One, I feel like, is more of a rumor that makes sense, and then the Kanellis thing, which is pretty accurate, I think, right? So Maria Kanellis and Mike Kanellis, Mike Bennett, they have requested their release, apparently, from the company.
Yes.
Not to poo-poo on anybody or throw anybody under the bus, but I also feel like it's just like a weird report, right? Because one, who knows how true it is? Who knows how true anything is in wrestling? But as soon as they got to the company, didn't A, she get pregnant? And then B, didn't he go to rehab?
Yes. To both. Yes.
And then the reports that we're getting from our sources or whatever are saying like, oh, they're unhappy with the way they're used. How could they have been used if they haven't been able to be used?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of problems. So when Mike Bennett came into WWE, he was not in the shape that they thought he was in.
Right.
They were expecting a very different person. And they got somebody else, and they were very disappointed at him immediately when they saw him. And obviously, he was going through some terrible, terrible stuff. Mm-hmm. He's clean and sober now. He's ridiculously ripped. But they really haven't been doing much with him, obviously. And, you know, them acquiring Maria and Mike came at a very weird time. They did not send him to NXT.
Main roster,
straight to the main roster. And that's the same time that Curt Hawkins came back. And, like, all these guys started getting... They were ramping stuff up.
Yeah.
I think Mike Bennett would have been great in NXT, and they didn't do it because of Maria Kanellis, and they thought Maria's a big star, mm-hmm. and they would put him on a main roster, and they did nothing with him, obviously. And then he got clean and sober, and Maria got pregnant.
Which is great.
And that's
great for both of them.
Yeah, and that kind of impacted them.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird, but, you know, like, it's just like kind of, if it's a true thing, it's just like a weird move, because obviously, you know what, they may grant them their release, right?
WWE's not granting anybody a release.
Right.
Right? They are right now in
lockdown
mode, where maybe a year ago they would have gotten a release if they requested it so they could save a couple bucks. But right now they have a lot of money and they are not granting any releases. The other story is the Revival.
Right.
The Revival, by the way, this is not the first time the Revival has threatened to leave or requested a release.
Sure.
their push on the main roster has been abysmal. They came in, and again, not necessarily to WWE's fault.
No.
They came in, there was an injury, cooled them off immediately, and when things are going, you know, when that machine is going, you can't just hop back on. It's very difficult, especially in the WWE mindset, where they have programs laid out, and they don't know, maybe you're not the flavor of the week anymore.
That is 100% true. I think there's always like that upsy-downsy thing that goes on with the WWE, especially where...
I like that, upsy-downsy.
Yeah, we're going to coin that. That's going to be our trademark. Upsy-downsy booking and things like that. I also think the fear with a lot of these guys when they get to the main roster is... I like the Revival a lot. They're amazing on NXT. Their main roster push got marred by an injury, etc. But I also do feel like at some point, somebody is like, oh, cool, these guys are like the Brainbusters. And then backstage, they're like, they're also not as big.
They're not as big. No, but they don't have to be, right? Because they're a tag team.
They don't have to be, but I also do feel like there's a certain stigma that comes along with that, you know? And both dudes are super good. They're such a good tag team, you know?
I think Maria in Ring of Honor was awesome. I think Maria in New Japan was awesome. I think Maria in WWE has never been that awesome.
Oh, New Japan.
New Japan Maria. She was, and in Ring of Honor, she was really, really believable in the role she was playing. Same with, you know, with Kingdom, they were great. Mike Bennett in Kingdom. So now you have, I'm 100% that Mike Bennett's gone. And again, these contracts are expiring soon.
Yeah.
Mike Bennett will, I think he would be better off going to Ring of Honor.
Back to Ring of Honor?
Back to Ring of Honor.
Join the Kingdom again?
And do something there.
Okay.
As far as the Revival goes, their contracts are not expiring like now, but
right.
but it's expiring soon.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it was a good move for them right after the match with the Lucha House Party to go backstage and request a release, because now I don't know if you know the whole story is that you know a lot of people backstage, a lot of people in WWE have been very vocal about them being unhappy, and they've been getting pushes.
Right.
So I think that was their move. I think that was their concept where we're going to go back, we're going to threaten to quit, and we'll get a push.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Revival's the same as, you know, Almas.
Okay, yeah.
As Andrade, because it's a very different... Tag teams really don't get that.
Yeah, but yeah, and Andrade is a unique case too, because I think that was a case of a guy who knows exactly what he can do and what he's capable of and how much he's worth, you know? Like, the fact that they're putting him with Rey right now is the... Let me tell you, when two guys know how to lucha, forget it.
Rey? Yeah. That was a phenomenal match.
Yeah. Really good. And another thing, people in the chat are saying, like, AOP should leave also. I'd be like, if AOP left, I don't think they'd wrestle anywhere else. Right?
AOP?
Yeah.
AOP's not leaving.
No, but I'm saying if they left.
No, no, you know, I don't think so. What are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
So look at some of these guys, right? You look at this roster and...
Talk to me.
The reality is, when you have... Let's look at AEW, right? AEW needs stars. A Mike Bennett is not going to be a draw for them. And I was talking to... somebody that's kind of in a know here, and he said, listen, it can't be just Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho.
Right.
and I guess, you know, I get it. Hangman Page is going to get up there. Pac is going to get up there.
Joey Ryan, probably.
Joey Ryan is locked into a Lucha contract that he can't get out of right now.
Yeah.
So when you have these guys, you need a big name. Who's the big name that's going to go there? It's not going to be Randy Orton. It's not going to be Brock Lesnar. It's not going to be John Cena. It's not going to be The Rock.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to...
Diamond Dallas Page.
DDP. You're going to have to get guys... You're going to have to either build your own guys and really have strong, captivating storylines to build these as credible stars.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to grab people from WWE, the TNA mentality. And that doesn't really work well.
It's a little tough. I think now there's such a... not a power grab or like a power struggle, but I do think now, more than any time in wrestling in the past few years, there has been a... like a huge signing grab, you know, like ROH just signed Rush to a contract, you know,
and they did.
That's a good get.
And there was and by the way, Bandido was another one.
Right.
Bandido was a bidding war between three companies. Same with Rush.
Great get. I think, you know, we've been talking about AEW for the last few weeks. I think with them, it's like, I do really feel like they're going to go more old school and more homegrown and not do the stunt casting. Like, oh, we got Chris Jericho and check this out. We got Jack Swagger. I don't think they're going to do that, you know? And the Kenny thing is very interesting. Can I tell you my Kenny fantasy?
Yes. I gave you my Shane fantasy.
Well, mine isn't, mine is just like where this guy's
going. Yeah.
So, Kenny had a presser in Japan, this morning, last night, whatever, or however it works, tonight, I guess, like, because
yeah, 10 hours. Yeah.
So, he said, the translation was he said a vague statement, which was, I'm basically like, hey, I might not be in Japan. Goodbye and good night. I'm very happy for my friends because I have to support my friends. Who knows if I'm going to ever be in Japan? Who knows if I'm going to be the MVP of Japan ever again? There's a weird part of me that, and hear me out. And yeah. I feel like this would just make all the marks go effing bananas and all the fans go effing bananas. And this is pure fantasy. Finn Balor wins the match against Brock Lesnar.
Finn Balor beats in your mind. Balor beats Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble. Okay. He's the Universal Champion now.
Fourth or fifth into the Rumble, Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Right? Kenny wins. Your WrestleMania is headlined by Kenny Omega versus Finn Balor.
Okay. This is not a realistic
ushering in the promised new age of WWE.
Okay, that's a phenomenal fantasy.
It's the best fantasy in the world.
That's the best fantasy in the world. Unfortunately, none of that is happening. So right now, it looks like AJ Styles and Randy Orton will be the SmackDown side.
Okay.
And Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins will be the Raw side.
For Mania.
I don't know. I don't want to see Randy Orton holding that title up at WrestleMania. Because you got to also remember, you know, you're in New York for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And the crowd is, you know, they're not stupid. There's a reason why it's going to be a three-way at WrestleMania for the women's title between Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda.
Right.
The reason for that is, by the way, that's the plan right now. The reason for that is that they don't want Ronda to be booed.
Right.
You put her up against Becky, you're just killing Ronda Rousey. You're turning the crowd.
Yeah.
And the following day, by the way, is even worse because it's a smaller building.
Yeah.
And they're even more lively and it's louder.
Yeah.
So you're hurting your top star to build one that's already, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's winning here. So what they'll do is they'll put the heat on Charlotte, let her get booed.
Right.
Because she can recover from that.
Absolutely.
Ronda can't. And then you go forward. I don't know what the plan will be. I don't know who's going to leave the winner, who's not going to leave the winner. But if Ronda pins Becky, that's not going to end well. Or taps her out, that's not going to end well.
Yeah, you think...
And if Becky beats Ronda, you've exhausted the program at that moment. You can't beat Ronda.
Right. I could honestly see, like, them going to, like, a double count, like a double DQ or, like, a no contest.
I think what they're going to do...
Which would legitimize both of them.
Listen, what if they put Charlotte in a submission both at the same time, and she taps?
Who did she tap to?
Yeah. Who did she tap to? And then you have the winner determine at the next one. You got to extend it. Yeah. It's all about timing. You know, you got to look at the timing. So Raw was not bad. I have to tell you.
Not at all.
They are doing some structural changes on the way that the show is laid out. It's a little daunting at first to see how they're moving stuff around and kind of it's not. And I don't mean that in a bad way, by the way, because you kind of need the structure to change and get used to. What did you think of the Alexa Bliss thing? It was weird, right?
The weird attitude era thing?
The weird attitude era
thing. Listen, like, okay. So I think the funny thing about that is everybody on our social media poo-pooed it very hard.
And, okay, poo-pooed it in what sense?
And what we're talking about is at one point during Raw, if you guys haven't watched it, Alexa Bliss was changing because women change very slowly, covering their exposed breasts. And somebody walked in and she was like, can't you knock, you know? So you had like a weird attitude era moment of her kind of like covering her boobs up. And people took such a dump on it on social media being like, really, really? You guys are going back to this? You know, like.
First of all, they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
They tend to do this a lot.
So like that being said, I feel I have no opinion on it. That clip garnered over 2 million views in a day from WWE.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That clip alone, bananas. Number two.
and she just showed her back.
Right. On SmackDown, the Mandy Rose thing.
Okay.
Is pure attitude error.
Okay, so the Mandy Rose, I also want to comment on this Alexa Bliss thing. Listen, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I get it. It's stupid. Fine, I'll agree with that. But I guarantee you, I'm telling you right now, the more they do that, in the long term, it's going to help ratings.
Absolutely.
This is their exact demo that they cater to. It is their exact demo. I'm telling you. I know it's weird, but it's teenage. They want the teen demo back.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to do more of this stuff. The Mandy Rose stuff was...
It's great.
You know, here's the thing.
It's great. Let's just say it. It's pretty great.
I think it's great because it's terrible.
Right, but they're putting her into that weird Trish Stratus role.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah. That's exactly what they've done. They just copied the early Trish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I made a comment about, you know, why is the camera there, right? And somebody said, well, how you know, they're not aware of the camera. I'm like, yeah, they are. They're self-aware. WWE, that's the whole thing. WWE's self-aware that there's a camera there.
Right.
It's not like the camera's not supposed to be there.
Right.
So you hired a photographer to blackmail you with photos, knowing that there's a camera in there. What they should have done was should have done was had the camera like spying.
I don't know about that.
I would have done that. I would have been like, he could have been like, no, you stay out here. I'm going to go in. And then you have him, you have the camera spying on him.
I do like the deus ex machina of like the studio camera so everybody could see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's okay to break that weird fourth wall. You know, like every vignette, remember the Guerrero vignettes?
Yeah, those were great.
Right. But they would have the camera inside the person's house that they're like, hey, we're going to mow your lawn. They steal all their stuff. You know?
Sure.
So I think like I agree with what you're saying about like, oh, maybe it should have been more realistic. But I like the fact that it wasn't.
Her plan was stupid. Like, no, but you showed her to be a total nincompoop.
Sure.
Right? Like her plan makes no sense. You hired a photographer to hide in your bathroom and come out there like a freaking creep and snap the photos and then run away.
Right.
But there's a camera recording what's happening. And then Naomi shows up.
Jimmy Uso, I feel like, is one of those guys that's such a great talent that they, like... These dudes are so enduring.
They should have pulled the trigger. You know what they should have done? It should have been Jey Uso.
Okay.
And then he should have banged her.
Uh-huh.
And then it should have been like, ha-ha, we pulled an old like, switcheroo. The got
twin
you.
Magic?
Yeah, twin magic. But they wouldn't even have the balls to do that at this
so,
point.
So, so weird.
It was so... It
makes me giggle.
So now, I mean, what do you do now, right? The cat's out of the bag, right? And you know that she's not into him. She just hates Naomi. For God knows what reason.
Right.
Because I hate her. Why?
She doesn't like the glow. I do find that very entertaining. It's stupid. I think that's the best part about it. But it's so dumb. And Jimmy's a great, like, he's great for that role.
Yeah.
You know, of like, hey, what's up? You know, like that the high-pitched thing that he did. And, you know, him and his brother are funny dudes. They're very enduring. They're one of the most, if you think about it, they're one of the most enduring tag teams that's been on television in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and they reinvented themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you have to give credit for that. They had a really stale gimmick.
I do feel like they're going backwards, though. They're going back to, like, the Happy Usos.
I don't like the Happy Usos. No, I want them piece of crap Usos.
Yeah.
I want the drug dealer Usos.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Usos.
I miss those. I thought that was brilliantly terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That Rey Mysterio match once again, with Andrade,
so good,
ridiculously good. I think this is leading to a hair versus mask match.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Between Andrade and Rey?
Yeah. I think that's what it's going to lead to.
I don't know about that, man. I do think you're going to get like some kind of
what's the payoff? You need a big payoff. Andrade has beat Rey twice.
I think that payoff might be in the Rumble.
At the Rumble.
Yeah.
Like no, during the Rumble match. You need them in the Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the payoff will be WrestleMania because I would love to see that match at WrestleMania.
Well, they can go either way.
And they're not going to take Rey's mask off, by the way.
No.
They can't do that right now because it sells so much.
They also did that once and it didn't work.
And I don't want them to cut Andrade's hair.
Right. He's got great hair.
Yeah.
Do you like Andrade's hair?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I do think it could go either way. It's like they're going to do long-term storytelling with these guys because they can. And like I said at the beginning of the show, when you get two guys who know how to lucha, sky's the limit, right? That being said, that they could do that WWE, they could do that WWE thing where they make them a tag team, which I wouldn't mind either.
Maybe. Right? Maybe. So they also debuted the women's tag titles.
I love how they look.
Okay. They look great. I do like them. Very different type of title also. They look really different. The other thing here is that I want to talk about Otis Dozovich.
Oh, the best.
Okay. I have to disagree with a lot of people here. I think this guy is the greatest character that they have on TV right now.
Sky's the limit.
So he's Serbian, right?
Okay.
He's Serbian, but he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, he's not like an ethnic dude.
He's not like an ethnic dude. But he has a little bit of an accent. I think he came here later on.
Okay.
The dude has the heaviest Minnesota accent I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
For this era of adults to have that heavy of a Minnesota accent is unbelievable to me. So he came out like a lunatic on Raw
on Monday,
and he just started screaming "Pretty Lady."
Yeah.
Right. He did this weird thing. I didn't understand. And then on SmackDown, he made the weirdest protein shake ever, and everything he's doing. And he takes a sip, and he looks at the Usos, and he goes, "You want to take a sip?" Not the Usos, the New Day. And their reaction was perfect. Becky comes in, takes a sip of it. Mm-hmm. She's the boss.
Right.
I mean, she's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought that whole thing was done really well.
I love it. I think when they were in NXT, I was not a fan of theirs because they didn't really – I feel like they didn't shine. Main roster, good for these guys. Tucker Knight, Otis Dozovic,
yeah,
fantastic. Otis Dozovic, he's the egg that won the internet the other day.
He's the egg.
He's the egg. Breaking news, the egg that got 18 million views, 18 million likes, Otis Dozovic.
Yeah, the dude, I think they're going to do a lot with him. I was very concerned, and now I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last 2 weeks. They need to just have him just scream like a lunatic.
He's very Chris Farley.
Very Chris Farley. Jason in our chat says, Otis needs to go back to AWA. Absolutely.
How tall do you think he is?
Oh, he has to be like 4'9".
He's like a tall dude.
I think he's like 5'8".
Yeah. I think he should come out with Tucker Knight on his shoulders. It'd be amazing.
I don't think Tucker Knight could handle that.
I would love that.
The way, guys, at the end of the show, we're going to be taking your questions in our YouTube chat room. If you want to join, go to youtube.com/mattmenpodcast. You can go there, join the chat, and we'll be taking your questions at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Also, for our bonus content, we're going to be recording Royal Rumble 1998 for Patreon only on patreon.com/mattmenpodcast.
Guys,
so
you're gonna love it.
Where do we go here? Where do we go forward from here? So right now, on the WWE side, and we'll talk about AEW and everything, but on the WWE side, they're changing things up. The ratings were up 17% for Raw.
Best Raw in months.
Now, that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the post-football boost. They historically will always get a 17% boost year over year. Now, obviously, the ratings were lower than last year. They were down by about 20-something percent, I think, but the 17%, now we know that 17% of their audience watches football during football season, and they don't care about Raw. That's what we've learned here, over year.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So they 70% boost in ratings. It was somewhat successful. Next week is the Royal Rumble. Post Royal Rumble, Raw is probably the highest rated Raw of the year. One of them.
Yeah.
One of the highest, top three highest rated Raw of the year. So we now have to see what is going on with their product. Where they head from here. Finn Balor's getting a push.
His segment.
Rightfully so.
That main event segment scored big, too, which I was really happy about. Personally, as a fan, I was happy about it. Because they're re-pushing the guy. And I do feel like a lot of it, or at least some of it, may have had to do with his appearance at TakeOver on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? Was this his reward for blowing the roof off that effing place?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, how that?
So, I mean, he looked like a top star on Saturday.
One of the loudest pops, I think, ever on a pay-per-view, right? In recent memory.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we should talk about the TakeOver also a little bit. But good for Finn. That promo was good on how you never believed in me, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And then McMahon just kept saying beef. What about beef?
What was that?
You got to beat this beef.
He was all about beef.
Beef. And then you knew John Cena was going to lose. He took that coup de grace right on his forearm.
Yeah.
This is great.
Bob Hazelwood in our chat said, did the viewership numbers drop in the third hour? I think they held.
They held, yeah.
It was not, I mean, it was actually done well.
But I think that's a very interesting thing. Like, the fact that you're getting this dude that the crowd is behind, the crowd loves Finn Balor, and it's proven more so than the other guys that they're pushing, right? Cena's going to come and go for the next few months.
Sure.
Because they need him in that capacity. Yeah. Drew, he's going to be the big heel.
2019, he'll be a big main eventer.
Big main eventer, yeah. Big heel. And then you got Braun.
So the Braun stuff. So here's the thing about the Braun stuff. The rumor, you know, he's still hurt, by the way. He's not 100%. He's supposed to be 100% by Rumble. The story is that was not, he's not out of the Rumble because of his injury. He's out because he was never planned to be in that spot. I'm having a very hard time believing that.
Do you think, well, he was well enough to lift a limousine all by himself.
So let's talk about that. I just want everybody to look at this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman is supposed to be their big guy.
Right.
Right? He's a monster. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit about people, whatever. Mm-hmm. He comes out, destroys a limo. Vince comes out.
Mm-hmm.
He turns into a little puppy.
Uh-huh.
And he tries to fix the limos, picks it up and puts it back on.
Right.
And Vince goes, that's $100,000 limo. Mm-hmm. And he goes, this piece of crap's not worth $100,000. Like a child.
Right.
Like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince takes him out of it. I thought it was so awkward. But you look at Braun. Mm-hmm. Where was his comeuppance? Flipping the limo?
Right.
No, there was no limo. You want to make a top star?
Yeah.
What would Austin have done? What would Austin... Okay, that is a great example. What would Austin's reaction would have been? You know what he would have done? He goes, I don't give a crap about your limo.
Uh-huh.
And he would have stunned the shit out of McMahon.
Right. Or
I get it. McMahon's not going to take this, but Braun should not be apologetic.
Right.
He's concerned about
his job.
He was very concerned. Oh, my God. He tried to put the door back on like a doofus.
You would think... I mean, me personally, my fantasy booking for that segment would him be driving the limo.
Driving
the limo off a bridge and jumping out at the last second. And that's it, you know? So you're like the agile Braun Strowman.
I was so shocked that that's how they wrote that segment with Braun.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, to garner Vince taking him out of the Rumble, right? Right. Like, okay, he ruined the car.
We're out of it.
You're like, okay, 100,000. You're being fined $100,000. Okay, fine. You're being fined $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's not worth $100,000. He didn't say he's not paying you.
Right.
He said that's not worth it. And he goes, you know what? You're out of the Rumble. He was a parent that came home after a bad day of work.
Yep.
And the kids.
He saw that bad report card.
They broke the vase.
Yeah.
And rather than grounding them for 2 weeks, he took their Xbox and broke it in front of them. What he did.
You're gonna have to update that analogy. Because who the F owns a vase anymore?
Moms. Yeah. Older moms.
You're a dad and you don't have any.
I don't have no vases.
No vases.
No.
You're the demographic now.
No, I have no vases.
You know, you're talking like you're 15.
Yeah.
You
know? No vases in my house.
No vases. There's no vases.
Yeah.
They broke, I don't know.
What did they break? I just didn't understand. Like, why is he apologetic? Why is he being even concerned about fixing the limo? You just tore the limo. There's no fluidness sometimes, right? Like, you can't make everybody, and I talk about this all the time, WWE is not a wrestling show. Raw is not a wrestling show.
Right.
It's a show about a family that owns a business that happens to be a wrestling promotion,
yeah,
and all their doofus employees.
Right, exactly.
And all their employees are idiots.
They're incompetent reps.
Yeah, yeah. The incompetent workers, the incompetent management. Everybody's incompetent. Yeah. Everybody's really shallow, and it's a really screwed up version of The Office.
Everybody's vain. It's a soap opera. What I do think, I did like Raw.
I did like Raw too. Yeah.
It had a little kineticism.
Oh, Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
Won the IC title for the first time.
Called it.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
I feel like there's that weird thing that fans know. Whenever they do the big intro to the belt, it's changing hands. You know, especially if it's somebody that's never won it before. So they did the whole, like, you know, three corner deal. That's cool for Seth and Dean. It opens them up. It's great for Bobby Lashley because now he gets a title defense against somebody at WrestleMania. I did like the kineticism of Raw. I do feel like a lot of Raw should be unscripted, almost like Curb Your Enthusiasm style, you know, where wacky stuff just happens. Like the Dozovic thing, do you think that was scripted? I feel like it wasn't. Alexa debuted.
The Otis stuff?
Yeah.
I think they just told him go out there and act like a lunatic.
Go out there and do something, right?
Yeah.
Shine up that brass ring, kid. The debut of the women's tag belts was fantastic. And they're putting Alexa to good use, you know, because she's still injured. Who knows what the time frame is for her coming back.
Yeah.
What did you think about how the tag titles looked?
I like them. I like the tag title. Now, this is the, you know, this is the second version that they had. They were supposed to announce this over the summer.
Yeah.
And then they were going to do it at the, when was the Evolution pay-per-view?
October 30th, 2018.
So they were going to do something at the Evolution pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And when they saw what these belts look like, the original, they scrapped the whole thing and they just started over.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was really ugly, the belts.
Yeah. They're awful.
Yeah, they were awful. So they redid them, and these look good. I'm not sure if it's Dave Milliken that made it. I don't know who made the belts. I got to look into that. I actually have it somewhere. Somebody sent me the info on who made the belts. I can't find it.
These are very...
Or it might be... I don't know if it's Wildcat. I don't know who made them. But it's very different.
Yeah. And my... These are... I think these are very, like, Jushi Pro, like, looking belts.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what's amazing? You talk about these belts. And obviously, every WWE fan or wrestling fan is kind of into belts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it really...
Holds up their pants.
Yeah, it holds up your pants. Everybody likes these things.
Belt guys.
If you notice, like, the way that they've gone forward with the NXT titles and the UK titles, the UK titles are the titles that everybody wants.
Yeah,
they're gorgeous titles. They're a little busy, but fine, whatever. They're great-looking titles.
They're ornate.
Ornate.
Yeah.
The WWE stuff, you know, when they went to that big W, now it's fine. It's what it is. But it really, the first one with the scratch logo looked terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't really look like a title belt. It kind of looked weird, and obviously they've tweaked it a little bit, and we're kind of used to it now. But they've gone off a little bit on the style. You know, everything kind of matched for a while, and now they're kind of veering off where it has some individual look to it.
The IC belt, I'm glad it does look like the IC belt, you know?
You know how many times they've discussed changing it, that in the U.S.?
I like it. I like that Cody brought back that white belt. How do you feel about the spinner belt now?
Oh, terrible.
Years removed.
I still hate it. Even when they locked that stupid thing in.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look at this thing. I want to kind of remember how ugly it was.
The spinner belt?
Yeah.
Well, because you went from the spinner belt to the scratch logo, right?
Well, you know, you could look at the spinner belt and kind of tell what they were trying to do.
Nostalgia.
Right?
Now, well, we look at it in nostalgia.
Because you look at the evolution from the spinner belt to the previous one, the Undisputed title.
Yeah.
The Undisputed title and the spinner belt kind of have it kind of goes together, you know,
right?
Like, you can see the evolution of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of that bling bullshit that was going on in the mid-2000s, a lot of the younger fans don't realize the spinner belt spins.
Right.
Because rappers used to have, you know, like in their videos, they're like, it was part of hip hop culture. Rims used to spin.
Yeah.
Right, and they were called spinners.
That's an education from the inner city.
From the inner city youth
teacher.
Of Queens, New York. Yeah, I did it as inner city school teacher, like as I can. So they came up with a stupid thing for John Cena because he had that stupid spinner U.S. title.
He had the rap gimmick.
It never looked right. It was weird to begin with. Mm-hmm. I know at one point they had a design to keep it similar, but get rid of all like the diamonds.
Yeah.
And that would have looked a lot better the time that CM Punk had the title before they went to the W.
Yeah, right.
But this thing was hideous. It was gaudy. It was heavy.
It was all diamonds.
It was all diamonds. The the rated R superstar version was weird also.
I like, for some reason, I like all the belts. I'm not, and still not a fan of the Universal title.
You don't like the Universal, the red?
I just don't. I'm not buying it.
It was just a weird looking belt for the time. And nobody liked it.
Yeah.
Nobody liked that title.
Maybe, what, the Universe title?
The spinner belt.
Yeah, spinner belt was very weird. I do feel like they're going to replace those tag belts at some point, because I personally never got behind that design. Yeah. It's like a weird thing to argue
Which
about.
Which one? The tag ones?
The Centurions facing each other?
Right now.
Yeah.
The new ones.
Never.
Is it better than the Penny? The Penny belts?
But these are the Penny belts.
No, but yeah, but they're not. They changed the color, though. They're silver now. They modified them.
I'm not a fan. I do like the old, like the late 90s tag belts. Late 90s, early 2000 tag belts were like my favorite ones.
Late 90s, yeah, those were great.
You know, great tag belts. Yeah.
But they want, you know what the problem is? They want their own branding on it. Those are generic.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want WWE plastered on everything.
Because it's all merchandising, obviously, you know? But if you have like, it's funny because it's like both champions have a big W around their waist.
So
you
stupid.
Know, for WWE. Yeah. And for wrestling.
W for wrestling.
I want somebody to cut that promo.
You think if The Miz wins that title, he's going to flip it upside down? He's going to wear it upside down? He is, right?
So good. He's definitely getting that belt this year.
You think so?
I think so.
You think The Miz is going to be WWE champion in 2019?
He's also,
I bet you a beer it's not happening.
I bet you it is happening. He is also looking very jacked.
The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Looking good. Do you think we're going to get Miz versus Shane? Yeah. First of all, I think Miz and Shane are winning
the tag titles.
The belts next Sunday.
Okay.
Are we getting Miz and Shane at WrestleMania?
Yes.
This is very slow. It's a very slow response.
Yeah.
I don't want to
see that match.
Why not?
I really don't want to see that match.
Why?
There's no heat behind it for me. Okay. There's nothing.
There's going to be the eventual turn unless they become like best buddies.
Unless they become best buddies. I don't know. I'm over The Miz. I know you like The Miz. It does nothing for me.
I do enjoy The Miz quite a lot now. The Miz has had a spot in my heart for the last 3 years.
The Miz, you love this guy.
I do. You do too. You turn on.
I'm okay with him. I'm okay with him.
When you get to a certain level, you turn on people.
I turn on people really quick.
You do. You're just like, you know what? It's cool to not be cool with not liking this guy anymore. And we're going to get that KO return at some point. KO's looking good.
Yeah, he's looking thin, right?
That photo of him, a couple of photos of him floating around the internet where like the guy's nice and thin and svelte.
He's apparently going to be ready very soon, but they're going to hold him off apparently till after Mania.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with. That's fine. And Sami Zayn, too. I think he's almost ready also.
Yeah. That title is coming off of Brock.
It depends. It depends. I think the moment is for Seth holding that title up at WrestleMania. You know, that's really where the moment would be.
Okay.
You know, he has the belt up and they do the big celebration like that. But I don't know if Brock beating him, I think the expectation is Seth, but, you know, they like to do that with Brock where he kind of demolishes everybody.
Right.
I have heard that it's not going to be a very one-sided match with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to let Finn get a couple in because they're really pushing Finn right now.
I think Finn's gonna take Brock, dude.
Don't you find it weird that we got Brock and Daniel Bryan in like a nothing match?
Yeah,
isn't that bizarre?
It was a good match.
That
was a fun match.
I know, but like there was no meaning behind it, and Daniel Bryan had turned heel the week prior, which I think was done in a really bad way. They shouldn't have turned him heel that week.
That like I'll put it to you this way. Those one-off Brock matches are like sweeps week for television.
Okay, no, I get that. No, I get that.
Where like in the past 3 years you've had
AJ,
a know-nothing Daniel Bryan, a know-nothing AJ, and a know-nothing Samoa Joe match. Right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Which
that.
Are all great. Yeah. They're all fantastic great, yeah. matches, great matchups. That's the fun thing about Brock is when you put him in that situation. But I do have a feeling that Finn's going to win the title at Rumble. And that's going to be the big thing. You might... The Kenny thing
That'll
might not
be
happen.
The big swerve.
Right. And the Kenny thing might not happen. But the money... There's good money, I think, on Finn winning and then Seth winning the Rumble.
You know what I would
and
do?
And then Seth Finn headlining WrestleMania.
You know what I would do?
What would you
I
do?
Would... Let's say we go with your idea.
Which one? The Kenny one or the...
No. The Kenny one is insane.
Finn winning and then
Finn
winning,
Seth winning. And, no, it's Finn winning and Finn and Seth. At
Mania. Okay.
Okay. Fine. Let's go with that. I would have Brock and Batista
Ooh.
At Mania.
Ooh.
We've never seen that.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would have Brock and Batista at Mania. Big meat colliding. Everybody boos.
And throw Lashley in there.
Put Lashley in there
oh
too.
Oh, my God.
Put Otis Dozovich
yep.
and Rusev. A lot of meat. A lot of beef. No, I think Brock is holding that title going into Mania, losing, and then Seth wins, and we see what the program is for Seth. Because remember, you took the title off of Dean Ambrose also, so where does this leave Dean Ambrose for WrestleMania?
Well, they could... That's a good question.
Are they going to... You know what I mean? Like, you gotta... Mm-hmm. Dean Ambrose was amplified into a main event position.
Mm-hmm.
And I get them taking the title off of him to kind of move up into a main event position.
Right.
But who exists for him for WrestleMania unless you put him in some weird ladder tag match for the IC title?
I think it's gonna be that. I think you're gonna have like that ladder tag match for the IC belt with like six dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we continue, guys, I would love it if you guys subscribe to us on YouTube. I know we got about 62 people watching live on a Thursday morning, which is amazing if you think about it.
Beautiful.
That's a Thursday morning.
Beautiful.
We like doing Thursday mornings because it fits our time to do these shows, opposed to doing it in the afternoon where we could have a lot more people watching live. But you guys could hit the subscribe button and it helps us out and notifies you guys when we are live, when we post a new show, when we post new clips and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go from here?
I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
AEW. Let's touch on AEW a little bit.
They showed up at an indie event.
They're showing up at an indie event.
They showed up at an indie event last night, I believe.
What, is it last night or is it happening?
I think it was last night that they stormed a bar wrestling event in California.
Southern California, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a little bit of that until things get going.
Which is awesome, man. Like, who wouldn't want to give them a platform, you know?
Oh, by the way, I'm going to Ireland on Friday, tomorrow, and I think I'm going to go see OTT Wrestling.
Nice, man.
In Dublin.
Is this like a Sons of Anarchy situation where you have to rescue a kidnapped child?
That's how it works, yeah. I think I'm going to go to OTT Wrestling in Dublin, and a lot of the guys from the UK show are going to be on it, and David Starr, which I've called his match.
Isn't Jordan Devlin wrestling that night also?
Yeah, he is.
You know what we should talk about? The WWE UK TakeOver event.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Which was fantastic.
Very good show.
Very good show.
They cater to their audience by everything that they did. I want to talk to you more about the main event. I do want to say the tag match was phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Let's just go through the card.
Okay.
And then
let's go through it.
Really, really concentrate on the main event.
They did it in Blackpool, England, in a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
The crowd was super hot for everything that happened on this card.
So good, man. All these dudes are over. So you had Zach Gibson and James Drake beating Mustache Mountain. I love Mustache Mountain.
Yeah, phenomenal. And I'll tell you, though, they're getting in good shape.
Absolutely. Guys. Yeah. Tyler Bate. Looks ridiculous.
Tyler Bate looks ridiculous, and they did a tribute to the British Bulldogs with their outfit.
They're bringing Tyler Bate overseas at some point. Guaranteed.
He's little, but he's getting stocky. He's
Absolutely.
Getting big, which is great, which, you know, it'll get him over a little bit better. But
he's on that meal plan.
He's phenomenal. These guys are great.
23-minute match. Great match. Nice back and forth. We had Jordan Devlin come out. Who did he injure?
By the way, we're going into AEW, guys. Hang tight.
Yeah. Jordan Devlin ended up taking on Finn Balor. Jordan Devlin was calling himself the best Irish wrestler on the planet. Finn Balor came out to the most ridiculous pop in the world.
Huge pop. Yeah.
Huge pop. Guy did triple duty over the weekend.
And Finn Balor trained him.
Yep.
Jordan Devlin.
From Saturday and two matches on Monday.
Yeah.
Finn's putting in the work. Yet, Dave Mastiff and Eddie Dennis. Dave Mastiff is like a mini Vader.
I don't think Mastiff should be selling.
You think he's just like...
He sold a lot in that match.
He did.
I mean, he took a lot of bumps and that he shouldn't be taking. Mm-hmm. That was my only issue with that. I thought it was a fun match.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mastiff should be flopping around.
Eddie Dennis, I think he's one of those guys that if he puts on a bunch of muscle mass, they're going to bring him overseas. They'll bring him to America.
Okay.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Tony Storm, Rhea Ripley. Let me tell you, I have such a thing for Rhea Ripley.
She is very attractive in a in the role that she plays.
Yes,
like she like a bad heel. She fits it perfectly. Mm-hmm. She has the expression down.
Great but, moveset.
You know, here's the thing. Tony Storm
great
is
entrance.
Great. I mean, they're both very good workers.
Both awesome.
Right? Both great. I think Tony Storm. They got to do something with her. They can't have her sit.
Okay.
And not be, because she, first of all, she's very young, right?
Right.
And the gimmick is over because she's young.
Right.
She fits the role of this tomboy, and, you know, she's cute, she's a tomboy, she's a great athlete,
yeah.
She fits that role. You're not going to be able to do that at 30.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So they got to start moving. They got to start moving this.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting her ready for the main roster. You know, you look at Bayley, and then the other problem is Bayley kind of had that role, and then they ruined her.
That's true.
You know what? I take back all the stuff that I said about a heel Bayley. I want to see it now.
Yes. You want Hollywood Bayley.
I want Hollywood Bayley.
Tony Storm and Rhea Ripley are both 22, 23 years old, and they put on such a great match.
Yeah, very good.
15 minute long. Tony Storm deserved it. She got that win. I do think Rhea Ripley is going to come over. She's another one that's going to get scooped up and put into like some kind of women's division.
Yeah, sure.
Raw SmackDown.
Yeah, she can do really well.
35-minute main event. Pete Dunne, who is such a fully realized character,
yeah,
beats Joe Coffey by submission. What did you think of the match?
Okay, so I have to tell you, I really enjoyed the match,
mm-hmm.
but it was 10 minutes too long. And Pete Dunne,
yeah,
Kevin Dunne's son, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pete Dunne looked really solid.
Yeah.
Joe Coffey is not a 35-minute match guy.
No, I agree with that.
And
not to poo-poo the guy.
Not to poo-poo the guy. And yeah. You know, at the end, you could see that they were very tired.
Yeah.
They screwed up that spot. They couldn't. It's all right. And they just moved on. Fine, that happens. But I think if the match was 10 minutes, 7 minutes shorter, it would have been a much tighter match.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of spots. A lot, too many kickouts, in my opinion. They did kick out, kick out, kick out, kick out, kick out. And I get why. They were told a time, and they went with the time.
Right.
And that's what they did. There was nothing more that they could have done. I think the problem was that they gave them too much time to do that match, where maybe they weren't comfortable going 30-something minutes.
Right, okay.
Which, by the way, 30-something minutes is a very difficult
absolutely
process, even for a guy that's been doing this for 10 years.
But I do think that placement was done on purpose to set up Pete Dunne in such a good light, and also to set up the debut of Mother Effin' Walter.
Yeah, so the big the big thing was Walter is now in NXT UK, which you know, he doesn't want to travel.
Right.
So this is a great placement for him until he starts feeling ready to travel and go to WWE. The big angle is going to be Pete Dunne and Walter.
Walter's a big boy.
Big boy. I think Walter getting that title and moving Pete Dunne to the main roster or NXT roster would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see how they do this transition here with Walter and him.
I do like the fact that Pete has held that title for over 600 days. And I would like, what would you like the chase to be between them?
I think Walter should
annihilate him.
No, I think it should be like a very stiff match. And Walter gets it for a while, but Walter's going to have to come over to NXT. I want to see Walter and Keith Lee in WWE.
Oh my God.
I do want to see that match. Yeah. I want to see Walter and Keith Lee. I want to see Walter and Chris Hero. I want to see Walter and all the big guys.
Walter and Braun. I wouldn't mind seeing Walter and Brock, to be honest.
Walter and Brock.
Because that's a believable threat.
Walter
right there.
And Matt Riddle.
Walter and everybody.
You have a lot to do with them.
Walter and Ricochet.
Yeah, Walter and Ricochet. So there's a lot that's going to go on with that. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The fact that it was on a Saturday afternoon is something that they're looking to do more often.
Perfect.
The time was great. I had a couple beers. I had a lot of fun watching it.
Absolutely.
It was great. So let's go to AEW.
All right. AEW is a new wrestling promotion started by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks.
A lot of speculation on who's going there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, The Rock's not going. Stone Cold Steve Austin's not going.
Yeah.
We got to stop fantasizing.
It's so bizarre how people are like, they need The Rock.
They don't need Stone Cold. It's not going to do anything. They need to build their own guys.
Yeah.
They need a couple guys that are great and have notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
And then build everybody off of that.
Jericho makes sense.
Jericho makes a lot of sense. Kenny Omega makes a lot of sense. I don't know. You know who would have made sense? A Matt Riddle. A Matt Riddle would have made sense.
Yeah.
You want to talk realistic? Who could do, you know, who could fill in a lot of the spots? Adam Cole would be another one that would make sense.
Yeah.
We have to look at who would fit the process and fit what they're doing.
Right.
I can't you're not going to, I mean, Bill Goldberg is not going to do anything for them as a guy that wrestles for them.
Could be an he's an endorsement
fine.
Guy.
Fine. Yeah. And by the way, you're going to get that. You're going to get guys that show up and do stuff like that, which is fine.
DDP Dreamer, guys
but
like
Steve
that.
Steve Austin is not doing that.
Right.
It's not, we got to be realistic with, mm-hmm. with what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, now that a lot of the buzz is settling, mm-hmm. we have to be a little bit more realistic on what the process is for them. So you got Pac, you got Hangman,
mm-hmm.
you got Kenny, let's say, you got Cody, you got the Bucks.
Jericho.
You got Jericho.
Got SEU.
I'm saying the main top okay. billing, right? You need other people there. Jericho on his podcast gave some great input on this.
Yeah.
And it shows, you know, even back to the All-In pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
Tony Khan put him in a plane.
He's the one who got that.
He's the one
jet.
That got the private jet for Chris Jericho to go back and forth. So Tony Khan's been involved for a while. This has been going on it's not like all of a sudden Tony Khan is here. This has been going on for a while now.
Is Tony Khan the new Ted Turner?
I'm just a God, fan. I hope not.
I'm just a fan.
I hope not.
I'm just a big fan.
I hope not. I'm not going to insult Tony Khan like that. Tony's been around for a while,
mm-hmm.
so he kind of this is a process that they're going through, and he has a really good understanding of wrestling, and he knows it's more than just getting the big names to go over there. I don't know. You know, the Revival, fine. You're going to put the Revival there, but they're not top guys right now. They're not going to sell out arenas.
Right.
Who's the guy? If you're producing TV every single week,
yeah.
Obviously, you're going to have to go to a small building. You're going to have to do a soundstage if that's the plan, right? You're going to have to do something like NXT, and then you build to your pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You're going to have guys. You're going to have to have a deep roster, and unfortunately for them, you know, the Ricochets, the Matt Riddles, the EC3s, the Adam Coles, all these guys are locked in right now.
Right.
When the contracts expire, then that's a discussion to have, but if we're talking about a TV launch...
Mm-hmm.
In September.
Yeah.
Who are your top five singles?
There's going to be a lot of surprises coming. I do think that there's going to be some big surprises. And I think more so than that, it's like these guys are smart. They're very smart.
Yeah.
They're super into the business. They're very old school. I do think as a fan that they are taking advantage of this awesome groundswell of indie wrestling, and they're going to give us guys that we've never heard of. They're going to give us guys that we've heard of and probably guys that we thought would never sign with them.
Okay.
And guys who are reliable.
And that's
fine. I think that's the big thing with the Bucks and everybody at the top is they're looking for dudes who are reliable. That gung-ho outlaw age of pro wrestling does seem to be over, where you're going from town to town and getting effed up and drinking and boozing and whoring and popping pills and just eating cheeseburgers all day. Those days are over for the most part. Right?
Yeah, sure.
So they need dudes who fit into that mindset. You know, the UK scene is huge. Japan is huge. There's probably dudes from Mexico that they're going to scoop up.
Yeah, sure.
You
but listen, I don't know right now if we're talking top talent. Depending on whose contract is available.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about Zack Ryder's going to go you know, all these guys are going to go. It's not going to be, Zack Ryder isn't going to be make or break for them.
Right, exactly.
It's not going to change the business for them.
Who would be make or break for them?
I would say AJ Styles.
Give me three guys.
AJ Styles, Nakamura. AJ Styles, Nakamura, I would do Gallows and Anderson,
mm-hmm.
Kenny, obviously. Are we counting Kenny already?
I said three guys.
Okay, Kenny.
Okay.
Nakamura.
Uh-huh.
And AJ.
I disagree
with
that.
That would be a great beginning, and then you would have Pentagon over there also.
I disagree with the Nakamura thing.
Okay.
Just because, like, what is his connection with them?
Well, his connection is that they're not really doing much with him in WWE,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want to go back to Japan because he relocated his whole family here.
Right. Okay.
So if he's talking about money and getting himself back to where he was, mm-hmm. he would have to. I mean, WWE really has he's not doing anything.
Okay.
That would be the only reason for him to leave, obviously.
Okay.
And obviously, if the money's right.
And AJ, give me your reasoning behind AJ Styles. He'd be a great get.
He'd be a great get, but I don't think it's a realistic get right now because he's very happy in the position he's in.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends because right now he wants way less states and he wants way more money.
WWE is in the position to keep their top guys extremely happy at this point.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to look at it this way. Let's say Daniel Bryan hadn't re-signed, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you got Daniel Bryan there.
Yeah.
And you get CM Punk there somehow, which, by the way, it's not happening.
Never say never.
Let's say you get never say never. No, but right now it's not happening. Let's say you get CM Punk and you get Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
And you have Kenny Omega. Okay. And you have AJ Styles. And you have Nakamura. And you have Jericho. And you got... Is that enough?
Hell yeah.
No, but is that realistically enough? It could be.
Yeah.
That could be enough. But again, you need more than just one guy here, one guy there.
But you also have the ties with all the different other companies. You have the NWA tie, the possible New Japan tie, the possible Ring of Honor tie, the possible Impact tie. You know, like, it's just an interesting
Impact
state
is
of mind.
Not, Impact is not going to be working with them.
Okay.
Ring of Honor is not going to be working with them right now. New Japan will most likely work with them when that Ring of Honor agreement's over because they want to keep the tie to Kenny. But again, you can't do what Ring of Honor's done over the last couple of years and build it on New Japan talent.
Right.
That's a big mistake, and we've seen happened with Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor has put a lot of the energy on New Japan talent coming in for their pay-per-views, having these great matches for their guys, but that doesn't really build their guys.
Right.
When the New Japan guys are way bigger.
Exactly. Because I think, like,
Okada, you take Okada as the IWGP champion, right, and then you take who was their champion at the time?
Jay Lethal wasn't not Jay Lethal
before Jay Lethal.
Cody,
no,
Christopher Daniels,
the Peacock. God, my brain's Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle, okay,
yeah,
Dalton Castle's their champion. Okada's their champion,
right?
It's not equal,
right.
There's not, you know what I mean? It's not on the same level. So
again, not a knock on Dalton Castle.
Not a knock on Dalton Castle, but he's not Okada. Okada's the greatest worker in the world right now,
right?
you can't. You're gonna have to build, and unfortunately, right now, we don't know what these contract situations are.
Yeah,
a CM Punk could be a leverage for those ratings,
right?
You know, a CM Punk and a Kenny Omega storyline could be huge. A CM Punk and a Cody match could be huge. CM Punk and Chris Jericho in AEW. You know, you need a guy that has exposure. You need one coup. Chris Jericho's not a coup.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho's not, he's not on top of the WWE.
He's a solid foundation.
Solid foundation, exactly. And he's a good guy that's going to work with these younger guys.
Big shocker. I do think, like, Cody, I do believe yesterday said that they have no plans on hiring writers.
Yeah, it's. I think that's good.
Going old school.
Fine.
You know,
I don't know if that'll stay.
What I would love, and again, this is something very NWA-esque, you know, where you had a little set and then it was, all right, it's promo time. Cut your promos. You know, I think if you build, like, homegrown talent, you build, you handpick guys from the indies, you build it on that, let these guys go effing bananas.
These guys are not also used to working in front of a live camera every week.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a big part also. So there's going to have to be some training on looking at the hard camera and working the hard camera. You know, for all the great stuff that New Japan does and the praise that their production gets, they are terrible with catching spots. They're really bad with the ringside cameras.
Well, because they shoot it like a sport, like nothing's ever going to happen. The one time that they actually got it right was in recent memory was the Ospreay Ibushi spot where Ospreay flipped out of the Hurricanrana.
Yeah, his feet,
and they turned around. They did like the double kind of like 180 degree thing.
So we are running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take your questions and then we'll wrap it up and we'll do our bonus show.
Oh, yeah.
Because at 1 o'clock, I have to go on the air and I have to record something before we end the show. So guys, submit your questions. And we will do our best to answer them on YouTube and, of course, in our Twitch chat. But I suggest YouTube so I could kind of look at everything on one side. Let's see. Speaking of WOW, Women of Wrestling premiere tonight on Access. I don't know. I'm curious to see what they do with that. Tessa Blanchard is their face.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Tessa's going to be... I don't know where Tessa's going to go, but she needs to go somewhere.
Mm.
Why do you think...
Who do you think?
Who do you think...
We'll be doing the commentary for AEW.
I don't know. That's a vital part.
I'm going to go Conrad and JR.
Conrad and JR to Southern.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Not Southern enough.
Not Southern enough. Yeah, I think I'm going to tell you, I don't want Jim Ross.
Why?
I don't want Jim Ross. I think Jim Ross could be a great behind the scenes guy.
Okay.
I don't want Jim Ross.
Jim Ross and what's his name? Josh.
Josh Matthews? No.
No, the UFC dude. Josh Barnett. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want Jim Ross. I know that. I've heard nothing about what the commentary is going to look like right now.
Chuck Romano, who is the biggest draw in pro wrestling right now?
The biggest draw in pro wrestling right now. That's a great question.
I think as a whole, it's WWE.
No, okay, as a whole, yes. But who would be their top draw right now?
Again, it's just
Brock Lesnar.
It's their top roster, man.
Brock Lesnar is their top draw.
I think now you can't.
No, Vince McMahon. I'm sorry. Vince McMahon is WWE's top draw.
I think now the way that there's no one guy anymore where it was because having one guy hurts when that one guy leaves. So now it's six guys.
And unfortunately, that doesn't build a superstar, right?
Right. But it's spread out. You know, I do think.
I'm sure MG Geek is right. Ronda Rousey.
Ronda. I do think John Cena still puts asses in seats.
Becky Lynch. You know. Their top draw.
Daniel Bryan. Rousey.
John Cena, Daniel Bryan. You're right. It's
flattened out to like six or seven people. Yeah. What is Tessa Blanchard's status for Impact is?
I don't know what her contract situation is, but she's there. She's committed to them for a while.
Was that a question or a statement?
I don't know what Tessa Blanchard's I think both. What roster member do you see leaving the company this year? The Revival?
Dolph Ziggler.
No, he's under a long-term contract.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's getting paid a lot of money. If I were to take one guess that I know nothing about, I would say Gallows and Anderson.
I'm gonna disagree with that. I'm gonna go Zack Ryder. I'm gonna go your kind of third tier, your third string guys, Ascension. Those guys are big. They can work anywhere, you know. And the world needs tag teams.
But listen. If you're the Ascension and WWE throws you a 5-year deal or 3-year deal for a lot of money, you're not gonna go anywhere.
Why can't I seem to lose belly fat? Stop ingesting sugar and carbohydrates, and you will be okay.
Just, you know what you should do? Just drink chocolate milk.
Drink that chocolate milk all day.
All day.
It'll make you poop.
Or Mauro Ranallo might be a good get for them, but I think Mauro's very comfortable in NXT.
Absolutely.
And they accommodate him.
Yes.
Tessa signed a 3-year deal, I thought. It's possible. I can't remember what her deal is. Mm-hmm.
Do you think any female WWE wrestlers are going to try to jump ship to AEW? That's from my man Shin.
I don't know. I don't know much about their contracts. I don't know who's happy and who's not happy over there. But they do a very good job right now. A lot of the eyeballs are on
the women's division.
So I think they're kind of happy in the position that they're in. And there's really no guarantee that they're going to get any kind of spot like you do in the WWE right now, because WWE's emphasizing on the women's division.
Plus those tag belts. You know, that just puts...
It's going to put... Yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
Put people on TV more time.
Sasha Banks is not going. Time. I'll tell you that.
What if Gallows and Anderson interfere on Finn's behalf at Royal Rumble? That would be fantastic.
That'd be great.
How about Carlito?
The bad apple
to AEW. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Okay. All right.
Jason Havlick, if Impact dies, will anyone care at this point?
I think the people that work there will.
Absolutely, yeah. The wrestlers and the people who work there. As fans, there is a very... Oddly enough, I find this completely bizarre. There's a strong, strong Impact fan base online that they love. It's Impact and that's it.
A lot of UK-based Impact fans, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What else we got? Tag team belts are coming from women in WWE. Nobody's leaving. Think the Colognes will leave and Carlito will join AEW.
That might be interesting. I could see that happening, but, they
bring that Puerto Rican
belt.
Listen,
the other thing is, you got to build a roster, right?
Yeah.
You got to build a roster of 30 guys, right? 30 people. You're going to have people that are not going to be top guys.
Right.
It's just how it works. So do you want to spend the money on the Colognes to be that? Or do you want to get someone what's that guy they just signed? Jungle Boy? They just signed Jungle Boy to AEW?
I don't know.
He's like this really thin kid with like crazy hair.
No.
He's getting signed.
No Way Jose?
Not No Way Jose. but, like, you know what I mean? Like, do you want to spend money on the Colognes, or do you want to build your own talent at that point? Yeah, it's fine. You're going to, you know, Zack Ryder, what do you, he's not Zack Ryder when he goes to AEW.
He's Mitch Ryder.
Whatever. His
real
whatever,
name.
Yeah. He's not Zack Ryder. So who's Jungle Boy?
Yeah. Seriously, who's Jungle Boy? Did you make that up?
I did not make it up. Jungle Boy's a wrestler.
Eric Bischoff in
Jungle Boy Nate Coy agrees on terms with AEW.
Well, Eric Bischoff, would he be a cool character on AEW?
I think Eric Bischoff would be a great character on AEW.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I want new stuff.
I would like to see Eric Bischoff. I'm a big fan of Bischoff. I think he's villainized way too much.
Juice Robinson.
Yeah, Juice is a good guy to get.
Shin, why come Corbin got de-pushed so hard? I think they're just sitting on their investment a little bit.
Yeah.
People got sick of him.
You know what it is also? That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
What else we got? I want DDP as GM. DDP, I don't want GDP as GM.
No. No GMs, man.
Personally.
No GMs. I think they're going to do something like different, probably stuff that they've talked about. I do firmly believe that the dudes in charge are, as much as they are great wrestlers, I think they are huge wrestling fans.
Sure.
And probably have notebooks and notebooks of cool stuff that they've always wanted to do, and now they could do it.
Yeah.
I do want Tony Khan to come out like Ted Turner, though.
You want him to come out like Ted Turner? You want him dating Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Like a Jane Fonda character? Yeah, no GMs. How many OEW? 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 Wrestlers? OEW?
I think he was
AEW. AEW talent. Do you think will backfill with? They will back. I think they need 30 guys at least.
Yeah.
They need a little bit of a deep roster.
Yes.
You know, right?
Yeah, 30 dude. 30 people is fine.
30 people. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's go to our bonus show. So if you're watching this, we're tuning off. But if you want our bonus material, obviously you could get it by going to patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. We're going to be doing Royal Rumble 1998.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be watching that. It's a watch-along. We'll be doing commentary during the Rumble match. And it'll be a lot of fun. Guys, go to our website, gfqnetwork.com. Oh, OEW, the Chinese company.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I don't know.
OWE.
OWE.
Yeah.
OWE.
Okay.
Is it OWE?
OWE. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about how many guys are coming. I think a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, they're part owned by Dragon Gate. So I think this opens up the relationship with Dragon Gate.
This is a very interesting thing, too, if we can just squeeze it in very quick. The dudes from that Chinese promotion are very, like, Cirque du Soleil, Kung Fu kind of thing. So that's something that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. OEM.
Yeah. Finally, somebody got it right.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And anything else, Rich?
I'm good. Check us out on patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. Subscribe, Pro Wrestling Tees. Just look for the Matt Men Podcast shirts. They're very comfortable. You can check out Andrew at Andrew's Arian and myself at BTC Rich on Twitter. I personally love you guys. I don't know how this guy feels.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you later.